Hello.
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe.
Hey.
Is this Kianta?
I'm finna give her the phone now.
Thank you.
Mom. Hello.
Hi, Kianta. It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
How you doing, Becky?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, good. I'm calling to find out, would you be interested in having home care?
Yes.
Okay, so in order to do that, we would need to call the state and submit a new referral. I'll just tell you what happened last year.
Okay.
What happened last time we tried doing this,
The house that we was at, the downstairs apartment, caught fire, so we had to move out of there.
Oh, so do you have an additional number? Because when the state can't reach you, they just think that you're not interested and they close your case. So
okay, I do have another number that they can reach me on.
What is it?
I'm like if I'm gonna get it my cell phone.
Okay.
231.
Mm-hmm. 9436. Okay, I'll add that one as well. Okay. So listen, in order to make this, to take care of this, we're going to call into the state and we're going to request to please get home, if we could please get home care services. They're probably going to say, yeah, that's fine. And then we're just going to have to ask, then you're going to please ask them if you could go with Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
So I want you to write down our company name. That way you just have it.
I have it already. I have it.
You know it? Deluxe Home Care?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, great. So, hold on. So let me get them on the phone. So what you're telling them is like this. You're saying, hi, I'm calling for a new referral. I'm calling to make... You know, I'm calling because I want home care services. They'll ask you for your date of birth. And then make sure, even if they don't ask you, make sure to tell them I'm using Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
And then let's say they say, then they're going to say, who are you working with? You'll let them know Becky is my caseworker. I'm working with her.
Okay.
And then let them know my phone number. You should have my phone number because I texted it. I've been calling and texting.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? Okay, so let's give them a call. Hold on.
Christina, are you calling for yourself or for another person?
Myself.
May I have your name and return telephone number, please?
Keontae Mason. Number 557. Could you hold one second?
557-215. 5626.
I'm sorry, may I have your return telephone number, please, Kiana?
557-231-9436.
Thank you. And may I have your DCN or Medicaid number, please?
I have my social.
Okay.
488-06-6002.
And your date of birth, please?
7791.
Thank you. One moment, please. And you are calling to request to be assessed for services. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, one moment while I access your information and verify your eligibility. Okay, I am able to. I do show you have met age and MoHealth Net funding requirements to be assessed for in-home services. I will need to update your information in the system. One moment, please.
Okay.
What is your primary language?
English.
Marital status and living arrangement?
I'm separated.
Are you living alone or with someone?
My children.
And you said your phone number is 557-231-9436?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this your primary telephone number?
Yes.
Do you have a secondary or alternate phone number?
No.
And may I have your current physical address, please?
39037 North 20th Street.
I'm sorry, did you say 3937 North 20th Street?
Yes.
What city and zip code?
St. Louis, Missouri, 63107.
Is there a suite or apartment number?
No.
Are you in St. Louis City or county?
City.
Is this also your mailing address?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you use or require any special communication devices to assist you with reading, writing, speech, or hearing?
No.
Okay, I've updated your information in the system. Before going further, I would need to again explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment in order to determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did you say yes? You had questions?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't have any questions. I was saying that I understand.
Do you wish to still proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And you said you were not living alone. Are there any other household members receiving or requesting home and community-based services at this time?
No.
Thank you. And because there will be an assessor in your home, we need to ask if there are any safety concerns regarding your home that the assessment team should be made aware of, such as issues with gaining access to the home. Does anyone in the home have a contagious or infectious disease? Is the home in a dangerous neighborhood? Is there any history of violent behavior, illegal drug activity, pest infestation? Is the home structurally unsafe? Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets or weapons in the home?
No.
Thank you. Do you have a legal guardian or other authorized representative we would be required by law to contact in order to schedule your assessment?
No.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, I've updated your information, also allowed a new referral with you. One moment, please.
Remember to request the Lux Home Care, okay? It's Becky, okay? I'm putting her back. But remember to request the Lux Home Care.
Okay.
Okay, what are your primary medical conditions
Homeless.
related to your need for home and community-based services?
I have diabetes, high blood pressure. I can't really lift my arms. And I have a hard time breathing when I walk. My oxygen is very bad.
Okay, one moment, please.
No, I'm just sending somebody to work.
Do you have any other primary medical conditions you want to include?
I have bad asthma.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
Thank you. One moment, please. What are your admin needs or what are you requesting assistance with? Do you need help with hands-on personal care, household cleaning related tasks, help with meals or cooking?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you requesting assistance with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you wanting to attend an adult daycare?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like a nurse to come out weekly to set up any medication for you?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And are you wanting to hire your own worker who can be a friend or family member to work for you through an agency of your choice? Or are you requesting that the agency provide a worker, the agency you choose provide a worker for you?
I would like to choose my own worker.
Do you have an agency in mind you would like to use?
Yes, ma'am.
The name of the agency?
Deluxe Home Care.
And how's that spelled?
Hold on.
D-E-L-U-X. D-E-L-U-X. D-E-L-U-X.
D-E-L-U-X Home Care?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you Keonta?
It's my daughter that's going to be my worker, my vision, baby boy right now.
Okay. And Keonta, are you currently in a hospital or a facility for any reason?
No, ma'am. I just was released from the hospital. I was there for a week and a half.
Okay. Okay, I do appreciate the information you've provided. I have everything I need to be able to submit your referral for an initial assessment. At this time, and given our current caseload, it will be approximately 15 business days for the assessment team to contact you to schedule and arrange the required face-to-face assessment I mentioned earlier. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. No, thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold while I transfer you to a recorded message that will give you more information about what to expect next. Once the message ends, the call will automatically disconnect. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Thank you.
Please hold while your call is connected.
Hello, Keonta.
Hello.
So you did a great job. She put in the right thing. The only thing is, she put in a good referral. The only thing is, you told her deluxe home care, which was good, but when she made you spell it, I guess I didn't prepare you properly. It needs to be spelled with an E at the end. That's our agency, is deluxe home care with an E at the end. So, like we just, you just explained it, deluxe with D-E-L-U-X.
They just texted to the phone. They got it with an E at the end.
So they didn't.
They texted
That was me texting you.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah. Let me see. Deluxe home care. Look, she didn't do such a bad job. She did deluxe home care. Listen, what I need you to do is, I wish you gave them my phone number and everything. But look, all I could tell you is, be careful, because when they do call you, I really need you to fix it to be deluxe home care. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because right now, ma'am. I'll tell you why it's so important, just to explain to you. Mm-hmm. Because listen, deluxe home care there's another agency in Missouri that's Deluxe Home Health Care, and it's spelled without an E.
I'm listening.
So I just, they're gonna mix us up when the time comes. They're gonna mix us up. So when they do call, you're gonna say, when they do call, it's gonna be in about 15 days. You'll let them know that, by the way, I just wanna confirm it's Deluxe Home Care with an E.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna text it to you again. Please.
Okay.
Contact Becky at 314-501-2507. Okay. I just sent you a text with what you'll tell them when they call you in about a week, or in about, I would say a week and a half.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll be in touch with you. Listen, Kianta, I'm going to need to, you know, keep close contact with you because the state's going to try reaching you and stuff like that. So just keep an eye on your phone. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. And can I speak with Michaela for 1 second?
Mm-hmm. Well, focus on Michaela. Don't answer it.
Hello.
Hi, Michaela. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Listen, I'm trying to make you active with us as well, but I believe I told you that you didn't have, like, one of your IDs I didn't have. I could double check.
I sent it to this phone right here. I sent my Social Security card and my ID.
So I don't have your Social Security card. Would you be able to send it to the number I texted you?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'll look forward to getting it. Okay, and look out for a call from our numbers, because as soon as the state calls you, they're not going to call again. They're just calling once, and if I see that they called and they couldn't reach you, I would try to connect you. So just keep your eye on the ball. Make sure to answer the state call. Okay? Okay, fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, fine. We'll be in touch. Okay. And I'm looking forward to the social, please.
Okay, I'm sending it now.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.